Good morning. To the stage this morning, we welcome the Guy Brown Concert Band. It is made up of grade 6, 7, and 8 students from the school. The band has played for various events like Music Fest Regionals, the Hamilton Wentworth District School Board Band Fest, and for their own school. Last May, they performed at Music Fest Nationals in Toronto and received a gold standing. I hope you enjoy their performance today. They are under the directorship of Mr. Matt Skinner, and they will be playing Due North by Michael Sweeney, Scottish Ballad by Robert Shelton, and Arabian Dances by Robert Shelton.
Good morning, Mr. Skinner and the Guy B. Brown Elementary Concert Band. My name is Dr. Colleen Richardson from Western University in London, Ontario. I'm looking forward to your performance this morning. I love how everybody's sitting up so professional. I love the fact that you started with a chorale. I hope you're singing that in rehearsals too. All right. Nice strong start. Good job, guys. Good job. Now make sure you maintain the tempo on these cascading entrances, right? Our percussionists have set out a pretty good tempo right now. I think they can make a little bit more of the accents, and that'll help us lock in. That's it, trombones. I think you can represent a little bit more and give us a little bit more sound. Da, 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 da. I think we can even make a little bit more out of the articulation. So, on those staccatos, put sizzle the air a little bit, right? It'll make the note get to the end of the note a little sooner and use a little faster air, and that'll help that. Yeah, really listen for what we're doing at 25, that we're maintaining a very steady sound under those slurs. It sounds like there's a few people tonguing every single note, right? And you guys are doing so well, you want to make sure that you take care of those details, right? You got to put the slurs in. So this woodwind line, da, 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 da. Right, would be heard even better if, for instance, if the articulation was just modified slightly, because the rhythm is very good. Yeah, it just needs to lock in a little bit more percussion. It's very good, but it's not grounded. It's just kind of playing over the time instead of actually playing, you know, da 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 da. It's just a little bit on the front of the beat. Sort of be a little bit more grounded. Yeah. So this is a percussion break. So we want to just sort of ignore the dynamic that's written there, and we just have definitely more of the timpani. Where is the timpanist? Yeah, it just needs to be a little bit braver. Blending saxophones. Make sure that you put your sounds in the low brass sounds, right? And low brass, I could say, I think you guys can use just a slightly more aggressive articulation. Well, meanwhile, saxophones, you need to be a little bit gentler. So you guys need to meet in the middle, a meeting of the minds, right? Ensemble. Think about the big picture. Because obviously we've done a really good job taking care of our notes and rhythms. So could this be the song? Could this be more of a song? In other words, not putting so many breaks in between? Because it almost sounds like we're playing half notes and a quarter note and a quarter rest instead of half notes in some of those spots. And that would be easy for you guys to do, just to keep the air connected and just don't breathe quite so often. Tighten it up, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so we want to make sure we hear equal parts of the low and the high. And right now I'm hearing da, di-da, di-da. I'm not hearing di-da, di-da, which is the second and third clarinet. All right, really confident performance this morning, ladies and gentlemen. Really confident performance. Okay, good job. Good job. So some of the things I want to talk about is I want to talk about just sort of balance. And one of those things I'd like to talk about is when you have, for instance, I was asked saying it was hard to hear the second and third clarinets, or it was harder to hear the low brass. That's because the ear hears higher pitches and higher notes more easily than it does lower sounds. Therefore, we need the lower sounds to play a little bit more loudly than the people playing the higher parts. And that also applies within your section. So first clarinets, if they're playing, you know, if we have three clarinet parts, the third clarinet part has to be the loudest part in order for us to hear them very well. The first clarinet part typically actually has to be the softest part, which seems a little counterintuitive because they often have the melody, right? But that's one of the reasons why we weren't necessarily hearing. We weren't necessarily hearing everything that was going on, right? Because the higher or the soprano instruments were playing louder than the lower instruments.